I've been taking really good care of my tree, but it's still dying. Why doesn't it like my backyard?
Some kinds of trees and plants need just the right kind of dirt to help them grow, and you do too. Welcome to a brand new week of stories and scriptures right here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Some plants only grow in sandy soil. Others need muddy or really wet dirt to thrive. It's important to know what kind of soil plants need when you go to plant them. That's true for Christians too, but not because of dirt or water. Christians need other Christian friends for encouragement and Bible reading to learn and prayer to stay connected to God. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "Just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in Him, being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith." Our story today is called Transplanted Tree. Gail carefully filled a pitcher with water, took it out to the backyard, and poured the water at the base of a tiny black spruce tree. Each day, more dried-up needles fell to the ground. "It's not going to live, is it, Mom?" he asked. "I don't know, Gail," Mom answered. "It doesn't look like it will." "But I've been taking such good care of it," Gail said. "I know," Mom said. "But remember what Grandpa said when you asked him if you could transplant it? He told you he didn't think a black spruce would grow in our yard because those trees usually grow in extremely damp soil." "But I've watered it every day," Gail exclaimed. "I know, but since it's so dry here, that might not be enough." Gail and his mom stood looking at the scraggly tree. "You know, Gail, that black spruce seedling reminds me of myself."
"It does? How?"
"It's in the wrong environment. And I used to be in the wrong environment too," Mom explained. "I ignored my Bible, seldom went to church, and didn't take time to pray. I didn't spend much time with people who loved the Lord. And as a result, I didn't grow spiritually. For a long time, I didn't even realize that." "We can't always be with Christians, though, can we?" asked Gail. "I mean, I have to spend a lot of time at school, and a lot of the kids there aren't saved." "You're right. It's true that we all spend time in places where there are people who don't know Jesus," Mom agreed. "In fact, that's why we need to be in those places, so we can point others to His love and grace. But we can't do that effectively without being rooted in God's Word and connected to God's people. That's why praying, reading the Bible, and going to church are so important. Spending time with God and other Christians reminds us that we belong to Jesus. Those things create the healthy, fertile environment we need to grow spiritually and tell others about Him." "Okay, I'll try to remember that," said Gail. "If this tree dies, I'll get another kind that will grow here. It will remind me that I need the right environment too." So how about you? What kind of spiritual environment do you have in your life? Do you attend church regularly? Do you have close friends who love the Lord and encourage you to follow Him? Do you read the Bible yourself and take time to talk with Jesus? Don't neglect the things that help create the environment you need to grow spiritually and stay rooted in your faith. Our key verses are found in the New Testament letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
"Just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in Him, being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith."
And our key thought for the day, be rooted in Jesus.
Hey, Zach, what happens when you trust Jesus as your Savior, but don't trust Him fully?
Hi, Nora. If you don't feel like you can trust Jesus fully yet, I suggest you pray to God and ask Him to help you have the faith you need to trust Jesus more. I would also suggest that you speak with a trusted adult about what it means to follow Jesus. As always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.